I have a few scriptures relating to Jesus as our Lord and King. The first of which is 1 Timothy 6:14 through 16. That you keep his commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ's appearing, which he will manifest in his own time, he who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality dwelling in an unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. And I want to go to John 20, verse 29 and through 31. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Now Psalm 7, verses 17, and in the first verse of the next chapter. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who have set your glory above the heavens? And then I want to add one, Acts 2:36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. And then finally, for this section, Revelation 19, verses 3 through 6. Again they said, Alleluia, her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, and those who fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns.
And be pending. From the earth. earth from the sky.
Praise for the joyful cry.
Our Lord's King most high,
crucified
He died.
As one King most high, my Lord is great and good, and He will hear my cry. He'll ever live and ever reign, my Lord and King most high.
Humble birth,
held
no
worth, till laid the horse and more.
But the need for this thing in the earth,
was
aware,
was
hope
and love to
sing.
Jesus the Christ, the Anointed One, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. If you'll read with me, beginning in Romans in the 8th chapter, verses 34. I'm going to back up and read a little more than that. I'm going to go to 33. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? It is Christ that loves us and makes intercession for us. Let's turn over to Matthew 26 and verse 53. Beginning in the 52nd verse, but Jesus said to him, put your sword in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you not think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? How then could the scriptures be fulfilled that it must happen thus? Let's turn over to Galatians in the 6th chapter, verse 14. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but a new creation. Let's turn back to the 28th chapter of Matthew and read verses 5 and 6. But the angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen.
Yeah. Lord, our wonderful, mighty, and all-knowing Father, we thank you for the health that we have this day, that we have come together to be amongst our brethren, to learn your will, your word, that we may act accordingly. We thank you, Lord, for these bodies that we have, that we may function in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for these voices that we have, that we may lift them up into your glory. We pray, Lord, that as we continue to sing this evening, that you be with us and bless us. And we pray, Lord, that we sing with our hearts and with understanding, honoring you, Lord. We pray for those who were not able to make it with us this night, those who are sick amongst us, and those who are out of town. We pray, Lord, that you be with those who are traveling, that you bless their journey and guide them safely back to us, if it be your will. Pray, Lord, that you heal those who are sick and comfort them. Pray, Lord, that you be with the family of Lloyd McCorderly, that you comfort them in this time of loss, that you be with his son's family. We thank you so much, Lord, for the many blessings that we have, our families, our brethren, the jobs that you bless us with, the many material things that we have. We thank you for the many leaders that we have in this congregation, our elders, the deacons, our song leaders, and those who help out in teaching classes and other things. Pray, Lord, that you continue to bless them with good health and that they may carry out their duties according to your will. Please be with us the rest of this evening and this night. In Jesus' name we pray.
Pertain to Jesus being our Savior. The first is 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, in that you, through his poverty, might become rich. And Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 and 2. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance.
Have you a heart that's weary?
Thank you.
just as I
am with
hopes, the great glory that God has set before us is that heaven awaits us if we would live good and faithful lives and obey his will. Return with me, please, to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. And he shall wipe away every tear from their eye, and there shall no longer be any death. There shall no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain. The first things have passed away. And he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. And he said, Write, for these words are faithful and true. And finally, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 10. And when he comes to be glorified in his saints on that day, and to be marveled at among all who have believed, for our testimony to you was believed. To this end we pray for you always, that our God may count you worthy for your calling, and fulfill every desire for goodness and the work of faith with power, in order that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm in the way, the right and shining way.
I'm in the glory and way.
Heaven is here. rejoicing in his love.
I'm in the glory land,
glory land way.
Soon I shall see him in that home above.
Oh, I'm in the glory land, glory land way. I'm in the glory land, glory land way. I'm in the glory land, glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way groweth clearer, for I'm in the glory land, glory land way.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful
Oh. Looking for my condemnation or commendation. Commendation, wrong word. That was good. I mean, brethren, I appreciate from as one of your brothers in Christ, not just one of the elders, but as your brother in Christ, I appreciate the time and effort that you've put in on learning more. And I pray that you'll continue to work towards that way of continued success in making our song service better than it's ever been before, as each one of you do your best in that. And I think you're doing that, and I appreciate again that time and effort you put in, because, and that gives us something to do, because as they are learning the lead, we've got to learn to follow. As I said this morning, we sing that song, "Where He Leads, I Will Follow." Well, in this sense, where the song leaders lead, that's where we need to follow. And believe it or not, as they continue to improve, and they will, then we will continue to improve. This is something that we're doing together. And that's what this is all about. We're doing this together. They're learning how, and we're learning how with them. And when it's all said and done, and when we're through, to God be the glory. And he will say, you know, and I'm convinced he's looking down now saying, you know, my brethren at Bel Air, they're trying harder. They're going to do better. They're going to sing praises unto me that will bring not only joy and glory to me, but joy to their hearts too. I thought it was interesting that the choice of the service tonight in Jesus the King, it is one of the things that the first Christians heard about Jesus being the king and him sitting on the throne. As David over in Acts chapter 2 explains what he had read in reference to David, he said in verse 29 of Acts 2, "Men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that out of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, we pour out this which we now see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he says himself, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly, God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." When they heard the message that this is the Lord and the Christ, that this is the one that God resurrected for the very purpose of sitting on his right hand on the throne, now ruling over his kingdom, they wanted to know what it was.